حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد, continue tonight, inshallah ta'ala, in the recitation of a hadith from Kitab, the book Al-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya, written by, authored by Imam Abu Isa al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. And tonight, we're going to read, inshallah, hadith number 10. يقول الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله ورضي عنه حدثنا هناد بن السري حدثنا عبثر بن القاسم عن أشعث يعني ابن سوار عن أبي إسحاق عن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال. So the hadith tonight is in the collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi, obviously, and it's a fully authentic hadith in his collection. It exists in other collections as well, like Tuhfat al-Ahwadi, you can find it there as well. And it's narrated to us by Jabir ibn Samurah. And it's one of the shortest ahadith in terms of describing him, alayhi salatu wasalam. And despite the fact that it's very short, I find it to be extremely beautiful. It's one of my go-to ahadith whenever I want to describe him, alayhi salatu wasalam. I go to this one. It's an extremely beautiful description of him, alayhi salatu wasalam. And to make this more interactive, inshallah ta'ala, or for it to be connected, our brother, you're here, Brother Muhammad Mubin, inshallah, has his, you have a telescope outside. So those of you who would like to take a look at the moon on their way out, they can do that. And it's not a full moon tonight, but we're getting close. So it's almost, I think, what is it, 60% or 70? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And this will be something in keeping with the hadith that we're going to be reading. فَقَالَ جَابِرْ ابْنِ سَمْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي لَيْلَةِ إِضْحِيَانٍ. I saw the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام on a night where the moon was visible. That's what إضحيان means. That's a night where the moon is visible. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a full moon. It's just a very visible, it's a night. So it could be similar to this night, just to be clear. Like إضحيان does not mean Laylat al-Badr. Laylat al-Badr does. When you say al-Badr, that means it's a full moon. إضحيان means a night where the moon is visible. So it's big enough to be visible, and it's also visible in terms of there's no clouds and you can actually see it properly. That's what إضحيان means. وَعَلَيْهِ حُلَّةٌ حَمْرَاءٌ. And then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was wearing something that had red within with stripes or red within it. قَالَ فَجَعَلْتُ أَنظُرُ إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَى الْقَمَرِ فَلَهُوَ عِنْدِي أَحْسَنُ مِنَ الْقَمَرِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So I stood there and I saw the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and the Laylat al-Idhiyan, and I looked at the moon. فَجَعَلْتُ أَنظُرُ إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَى الْقَمَرِ. So I started to look at him عليه الصلاة والسلام and then look at the moon and look at him and look at the moon. فَلَهُوَ عِنْدِي. He swears that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in his eyes, was more beautiful to him than the moon itself in the sky. صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم. And Bara ibn Azib was asked once, and this hadith is in Bukhari, you know, كيف كان وجه رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام, how was his face عليه الصلاة. فقال, asking him, يعني مثل السيف, was it like a sword in terms of being bright. فقال لا بل مثل القمر. No, it was like the moon عليه الصلاة والسلام, not like the sword. And I think that kind of sums up, there's more hadith obviously we're going to be reading, but to me this summarizes really what you would have seen had you had the honor of seeing his face عليه الصلاة والسلام and spending any time with him. Beauty is subjective, right? الجمال في عين الناظر. There's a proverb for this in every culture and every language. Beauty is subjective, it's in the eye of the beholder. And they loved him, alayhi salatu wasalam. They absolutely adored him. And because of that, everything about him was beautiful to them, alayhi salatu wasalam. And it should be as it should be to you and to us. Everything about the Prophet ﷺ was beautiful because the amount of love they had in their hearts for this person, for the sacrifice and the time and the effort and the ongoing compassion, the consistent rahmah and love that he showed ﷺ in his life, was a reason for the people who spent time with him to love him that way. So yes, there was nothing within the beauties of this world that they would see that to them would be more beautiful than Muhammad. And to the Arab, where people lived in the desert all their lives. So really, the only iPad that they had was the sky. That's really all they had. There's nothing else to look at. There's no falls. Very, very little, like the amount, the places in the Arabic desert that has, the Arabian desert that has any form of green, is far apart And you don't find it. So where are you going to look? There's nothing to look on the ground. It's just sand. You know, it's hard to find something worth looking at. So the Arab took their eyes and to the sky. That's why most of the stars in the sky are named by the Arab, and they have Arabic names. And this is well known by astronomers. So they focused on the sky. So everything that they had that was beautiful to them was either in the sky or a camel, right? Or a camel. They love the camel keeps you alive in the desert. It takes you from one place to the other. You eat it. You drink its milk. You wear its skin, and you build homes from its bones. It did literally everything. The camel is a full service animal for the Arab. So they loved their camels, and it was. But outside of that, and the camel is a creature. When they wanted to describe him, alayhi salatu wasalam, they took their descriptions to the sky, because that's what they knew well, and that's where they saw true beauty of Allah's creation. And what's more beautiful in an Arabian night sky than the moon when it's full? There's absolutely nothing that comes even remotely close to the beauty of a full moon in an Arabian night. And if you haven't seen it yet, when you do Umrah, have them take you to the Barr. Have them take you out to where there's no lights anymore. Like, there's nothing left to ruin the view. And look, and you'll see something, and you'll understand. And that when they thought of that, because that's the most beautiful thing that they saw, they would say, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, ajmal, he was more beautiful to us than that. And it was an issue of love that existed inside their hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the honor of seeing him alayhi salatu wasalam, and feeling towards him as they did. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن جابر بن سمرة قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في ليلة إضحيان وعليه حلة حمراء فجعلت أنظر إليه وإلى القمر فلهو عندي أحسن من القمر صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم.